Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English. This is Rabbi Zushel Winder with today's shiur. Learning Hilchos Mitamei Mishkav Emoshev, the ninth chapter, and it contains five halachas. Pedik Tshi'i, chapter 9, halacha Aleph. Davar Shayyeh Mechuba Ba'aretz, something which is attached to the ground. Oy Mesuma B'masmirim, or it's nailed into the ground with nails. Imayachaycha Yafa, if it is strong, the chazok, and it's heavy and strong, the hikish olav azov, and a zov beat on it, banged it. Uveis sheikish, and while he beat this object, heinid chli oyacholin umashkim, he caused utensils or foodstuff and drinks to move, mikoyach hakosai, because of his bang, oyshapilam, or he caused them to fall. They still remain toher, and it's not considered like the zav caused them to move. And commentators explain that it's talking over here that the zav didn't actually cause this heavy object to move. He caused it to tremble and shake, and while it was trembling and shaking in its place, it toppled over some of the things which were on it. So this is not considered a direct case of Hesed, where a Zav causes something to move. We say that that thing is rendered Tameh just as if he had touched it. This is if he causes it to move directly. He directly causes it to move. However, in our case, he is not directly causing this object to move. He's only causing the thing which these objects are laying on to shake and tremble. And because of that, these objects that are laying on them are toppled over. So therefore, it's not a case of Hesed, and they remain toher. However, if it wasn't a strong object, the object which the foodstuff or utensils were laying on was not a strong object, and a very stable object. It was something that was by itself shaky. And the zav beat on it or banged it, the hipil, and he caused the things which were laying on it to fall. Or he caused to move kalim utensils, yacholim umashkun, of foodstuff and drinks. They do become tamei. It's as if he had caused them to move. It's because of his power and because of his bang that they fell. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shenafal mikoyach hesetoi, everything that fell because of the power or move made by the zav, tamei le'atamei. Mikoyach harada, if it's because of the trembling and the shaking of the object, though it was caused, this shaking was caused by the zav, toher, they remain toher, because he is causing the base to shake, and indirectly he is causing also whatever is on it to shake. This is not enough of hesed to render the objects on it to become tamei. Ketzad here, how do we have an example? Hikish alilan, he banged on a tree, oisecho, or on its branch, shekoicha ra, which were weak. Oyalsula mitzion, an Egyptian ladder. Sheinu kavu b'masmer, which was not fixed into its place with a nail. Oyalkoidor, on a beam, v'delos, and a door, v'cheves, and a ramp. Sheinu mechabad and betit, which are not attached to the ground with cement or clay. Oyshehikish ala negar, or he banged on a bolt. This is a door bolt which was used basically to connect the door to the threshold, and it was basically used like a hinge. Or a manual on the lock, and it was basically a bolt lock, but this was connected to the door, and it was used to close and lock the door. Now, moshet, or an oar from a ship, or b'shashi hikish, and while he knocked on them, hipil achol no mashkim, he caused foodstuff or drinks to fall, achelim or utensils to fall, afilo he needem v'loy naflo. Even if he only caused these things to move, the things which are on them are tamei, because since these are lightweight objects, and when you move them, when you bang on them, they move automatically, so therefore whatever is on it is also considered like they were caused to move directly by the zav. Avalim hikish alilan, if he knocked on a tree, or yalfecha shekoichin yafa, or on a branch which was strong, or yalfula mesumar, or on a ladder which was nailed into its place, Oyal Kevesh, or an Aramp, Oyal Delos, or a Dor, Oy Koira, or Bim Amchubarim Batit, which are connected with cement and clay. Oyal Hamarish, or if he knocked on a beam, and the Marish was a beam which supported the beams of the house on it. Oyal Ataner, on an oven. B'shasha Hikish, and while he knocked on them, Hainit Kalim, he caused utensils to be moved. Oyachol Namashkin, or foodstuff and drinks. Afilu Hipilim, even if he caused them to fall because of the bang that he did on these heavyweight objects. Halayedu Taidim, they remain tired. In any case that is similar to this. Halacha Beis, Tanner, an oven, and in those times the oven were open on top. They looked like big pots, and they were made from earthenware, and they were on the ground. And the people would put the breads in through the top of the oven, and they would stick it to the walls of the oven around. On the floor of the oven was the fire. And the baking was done by taking the dough, which was damp, sticking it to the walls of the oven, and they would bake there, and then they would be removed from the wall. Now, Tanner, an oven, shows a past vukaboy that a piece of bread was stuck to the walls of the oven, and this was part of the baking process, as mentioned before. The Ikish al Hatanar, and he knocked on this oven, the Nafal Kikar, and the piece of bread fell. Afilu hayasruma, even if the piece of bread was truma, and we all know that truma is not allowed to become tame, and we are very careful about truma when we are talking about truma. Harizeh toher remains toher, because again the oven, as mentioned in the previous halacha, is a heavyweight object, and when he bangs on it, he is just causing it to shake, and because of the shaking, the piece of bread fall. And this is not considered enough movement to be considered like a case of hesed, which does cause tumah. And since it is not direct, the bread remains tumah. If he banged on it so strong that a piece of the earthenware, a chip of the earthenware from the oven broke off, and it remained connected to the piece of bread, to this dough, when the dough fell. In other words, when the dough fell, it took with itself a piece of the oven itself. Afilu hayachulin, even if it was chulin, if it was not a truma, harizeh tamei becomes tamei, because since he banged on it so strong, to the degree that he caused a piece of the earthenware to break off and to fall with the bread, it's considered such a strong movement, which is exactly like heset, which causing anything tahir to be moved, and the bread would become tamei. Halacha gimel, ein hamishkav oy hamerkav, a bedding and a saddle from a zav. And we learned already in the previous trakim, in the previous chapters, that these are contract tumah by a man putting his full weight on them, even if he is not directly in contact with them. And there is even a stone separating him and the bedding or the saddle. But his weight is also felt on the bedding or the saddle. They have been rendered tumah, and they become an ava tumah, a source of tumah and a father of tumah by their own right. Now, bedding and a saddle, metame chelam, ayachol, mamashkim, elab, magabovat, they can convey tumah to utensils or foodstuff and drinks only through coming in contact with them. In other words, for bedding or a saddle to convey tumah to another utensil or foodstuff, it's only if this other utensil or foodstuff touches the saddle or the bedding directly. If, however, the utensil or drinks and foodstuff were on top, piled up on top of this bedding or a saddle, and midras is the term used for all of these types of tumas, which are contracted because of the weight of the zav on them. Literally, midras means to tread upon, and because, this is because one of the ways that a bedding can become tummy is by treading upon it, and the same thing for utensil to become tummy is by treading on it. So a general term used is midras. So we're saying that if, for example, one put utensils or foodstuff on top of the bedding or the saddle, and they weren't directly placed on top of it. They didn't have direct contact between the saddle. There was a tablecloth, for example, separating the two. Or if the midras was on top of them. Even if only a piece of paper was separating the two, and even though the full weight of these objects were on the bedding or the saddle, since there was no direct contact, they remain toher. Because only by a man does his weight convey tumah to these objects, and also would he contract tumah from these objects. And if they caused caused a utensil or a foodstuff and drink to be moved, they would become tame. Not so if it would have been a man. If bedding, for example, the weight of bedding causes a man to be moved, he would become tame. Not so in the case of this foodstuff. Because foodstuff has a different din, there's no real din of similar to this case by a man. Halacha dalet. Hazav v'hatoyer. A zav and a person that was toyer, sheyashu v'sina ktana, was sitting in a small boat. Hayachayu l'hamid ba'adam echad. Which this boat can be moved by just one person being in it. He will tilt and move this boat on either asda or on a raft, and a small raft that a person, by one person being in it, would cause it to sway in either direction. They were both riding on top of an animal. Even though that their clothing are not touching each other, nevertheless, the clothing of the Torah is contracted Tamei because of Midras. Midras means by carrying the weight of a Zav. The Tumas and the Safik, how this is a doubtful case of Tumah, because Shema Doras Hazav Aleim, because perhaps the Zav leaned on the clothing, because since the boat is tilting, and the possibility is that the Zav slid right next to the Torah, or the Torah would slide right next to the Zav, and the weight of the Zav would be against the clothing, therefore the clothing becomes Tumah. The chay nida, and also a nida sheyashlim atoher b'mita, which sat on the same bed as a toher. And some have the text would see tohoidha in feminine, because of the halacha, it's prohibited for a nida to sit on the same bed as her husband, which is toher. In any case, here we're talking about the hilchos of tumah and tara, and we're concerned if there's indeed a transmission of tumah taking place. So if a nida sits on the same bed with a toher, the godim tmei midras, the clothing of the Torah, has contracted tumah of midras. Chutz mekipa shebereisha, with the exception of the head covering on her head, which surely the zav's weight did not lean against that, or the nida's weight did not lean against the covering on the Torah's head. V'chein habgodim shebereisha nes. If there would be clothing on the pole, which is in the ship, the ship has a pole or a flagpole, and there's clothing attached to it on top, so surely even if the boat was swaying, the weight of the Zav would not reach, the Zav would never possibly have sat on the clothing that was on the pole. Halacha hey. Hanitchak berechaim, one who was squeezed or against a mill, or he was squeezing or pressing against the mill to move it. Shagoy b'seicham, when the goy was on this mill, or a zav v'chayitzibay, the similar, and a goy, as we already learned, has a din of a zav. Hariv god of tmei midrais, this man who was tired, was pressing against this rechayim, against this mill, his clothing is tamei because of midrais. Beizer rechayim amru, what kind of mill are we talking about? Berechayim shemenadim es hakarka atcha oikren es haoimit kan v'doichun oisayimim koimat. It's such a mill that you move the base of the mill to the degree that it would move somebody that would be standing on it over here, or leaning against it in one place, because of the movement of the mill, would be pushed to another place. And since the person who's pressing against the mill that is toher possibly caused the person that is tummy, who was sitting against it or on it, caused him to be moved, so it is a case of Naisav carrying a Zav, and therefore he contracted tumah not only himself, but also the clothing that he was wearing. The Dover Baruhu, it's a clear thing that Amam says, Shetumazu b'safik, that this is a doubtful case of tumah, and it's only because Shema Nekara tumah, perhaps he caused the tumah to move, the Daras Abigdeh Toher, and in this way it's considered like the weight of the tumah is on the Toher. You've been listening to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichos in English. For further information concerning the shiurim, or to dedicate a daily shiur, call Sichos in English, area code 718-778-5436.